This is a memorandum to Dr. David Gordas, Howard Friedman, and Leo Nevis, a carbon copy to Bill Trostin and Mort Yarman. During the week of September 3rd, I received several telephone calls from Dr. John. This is a memorandum to Alan Kazhdin from Mark Tannenbaum, dated today. Subject, bibliography of IRD publications. In reviewing some of the background memoranda Sidney Laskowski, you, and others in the department have prepared in recent months, it struck me that we are missing an important need, semicolon, namely, the preparation of a bibliography of the documents that have been issued by this department, paragraph. Since you have been especially creative on this front, I would appreciate if you would start drawing up a list of the background materials that you and Sidney have prepared in recent months dealing with the UN, Soviet jury, and human rights issues, paragraph. Once I have your material as a model, I will ask others in the department to do likewise, paragraph. I do want to keep in mind that this should be planned in the context of your other commitments that you have with Sidney, paragraph. If you have any questions, please talk to me about them, paragraph. This is a letter to Mrs. Shoshana S. Cardin, C-A-R-D-I-N, in Baltimore, Maryland. Dear Mrs. Cardin, several years ago, I had the privilege of meeting you while I was in Baltimore addressing a meeting of the American Jewish Committee, paragraph. Since I am a native of Baltimore, I take special pride in your recent election as president of the CJFWF, I have very warm recollections of our meeting at that AJC afternoon, paragraph. I simply wanted you to know how pleased and gratified both the AJC and I personally am over this important recognition of your long record of historic achievements and contributions to the well-being of the Jewish people, paragraph. At an early date, I hope we have an opportunity to meet together to talk about matters of common interest, I have accepted to address Hadassah chapter meeting in Baltimore on May something or other, Perhaps we could arrange to meet at that time, paragraph. Again, with every good wish to you and your family for a healthy and above all a peaceful new year, I am cordially yours, and sign my name. Sign it as Rabbi D.
This is a letter to Mr. John Parsons. I think he's news director at station WNEW Channel 5 in New York. Dear John, it was wonderful seeing you yesterday at the reception for Norman Lear and People for the American Way, period. Both Georgette and I deeply appreciate your taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend those profitable hours with us in behalf of this important cause. Period. Paragraph. I have been meaning to write you for some time now to express my deepest appreciation for the magnificent achievement of your series on Inside Russia, quote unquote, period. The conception that you and Chris Jones developed was probably the most penetrating and insightful grasp of the actualities of what is taking place in the USSR that I have yet seen in many years, period. You really set a very high standard of profound journalistic grasp of one of the most important issues of our time, building understanding regarding the relationships between East and West. Period. Paragraph. Paul Smirnoff mentioned to me that you are planning a series on religious and political fanaticism in many parts of the world. Period. I have spent a number of years studying this problem from an ideological, historical, and religious perspective, and I would love to talk with you about it when you're ready. Period. Paragraph. As you know, I leave Tuesday evening for 2 weeks.
Dr. Donald Armstrong, Chief of the Infectious Disease Service at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital, told the state Supreme Court judge that a new vaccine will be developed within a year.
Testing.
A suit brought by Queen's parents to keep the child who may have AIDS
red means
out
the
of the
battery's
public school
good
system.
Or it's bad.
The court hearing will continue next week. The fear of AIDS can present almost as many problems.
Paul, Georgette and I were delighted that you could come to our reception for Norman Lear and People for the American Way, period. It was a good afternoon, and I hope it helped raise consciousness about the seriousness of the issue of the emerging fanaticism in America, period. Paragraph. I was very much taken by your comment regarding your planned series on ideological and religious fanaticism in many parts of the world. Period. As I indicate in my enclosed note to John, I have been studying and working at this problem for many years. Period. I would love to talk to you about my understanding of these concerns to see if we can be helpful to each other. Period. Paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially yours. Sign my name. I want to enclose something dealing with fanaticism. I have a statement I did at the Hadassah convention. Perhaps that'll do it. As starters, paragraph. I will be leaving for Israel November 8th and will return the weekend of November 18th. Period, paragraph. Perhaps we could talk during that following week. Period, paragraph. Thank you for your patience and indulgence. Period, sincerely yours. Sign it cordially yours. And get the site as early as you can. Carbon copy to William Trostan, Selma Hirsch, Mort Yarman, Jim Rutan, Judy Banke, Inge Gabel. This is a letter to the Honorable Kenneth W. Dam, Deputy Secretary of State at the U.S. State Department, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Dan, I was delighted to have the pleasure of meeting you during our National Executive Council meeting in Philadelphia, period, paragraph. As I hope you sense, comma, the leadership of AJC, deeply appreciated the forthright analytic statement that you offered regarding America's foreign policy in relation to Lebanon and the Middle East situation. Period, paragraph. I hope that we will have an opportunity to meet together in the near future with a view toward being mutually helpful in terms of our common interests, period, paragraph. Again, with appreciation, I am sincerely yours, sign my name, Dr. Tannenbaum, IRD. We'll enclose a copy of a clipping from the Philadelphia Inquirer on his presentation. This is a letter to the Honorable Greville Janner, President of the Commonwealth Jewish Council in London. You'll get the address from the stationery. Dear Mr. Janner, your letter addressed to Mr. Abe Carlico has been brought to my attention, period. Abe retired from his post with the American Jewish Committee on September 26th, period. I have assumed the position of Director of International Relations of the AJC since that time, and therefore I'm undertaking to respond to your letter to Abe, period, paragraph. In view of the conflicting claims which you so rightly describe in your letter, comma, the American Jewish Committee has determined to undertake two objectives, colon, paragraph number one. We have sent a telegram to the Bermuda government asking them to extend the work permit of Dr. Neville Marks in the interest of simple justice until the case is fully adjudicated. Semicolon paragraph number two, we have decided to send a representative of the AJC to Bermuda to meet with the principal parties concerned in order to get a first-hand understanding of the facts of the situation. Period. Paragraph 1.
Now, assign fine for each guilty verdict.
It's time to force that was Marv Albert
to share it with you.